College softball is on the air as we welcome you live to the Kuiper Athletic Complex softball field on the final day of the 2025 regular season. Today, it is your Central College Dutch against the Spartans from the University of Dubuque. Higgins towards right should be deep enough to score the run. It's played by Stevenson. Strong throw, and Mariah just kind of jogs in behind Hayes and scores the opening salvo. 1-0 Central on a sacrifice fly by Higgins. Base hit through the left side. Duncan around third. Throw coming from Allison. Not in time. It's an RBI single for Emma Jensen, and Central reclaims a 2-1 lead. And another pop-up, and this time Star makes the catch, and it is a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning for Carlin Smith in the biggest game of her career, keeping Central in it, tied at 5.
If there's any place I could pick to have us in the lineup right now with a runner on second base, it would be Anderson and then Duncan.
First and second, one out. Anderson, fly ball, left field, home run! Alexa Anderson sends Central to the ARC tournament with a walk-off 3-run homer. Central 8, Dubuque 5.
That's a senior being a senior, baby. What a swing.
We're catching up with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, as the Dutch wrapped up the regular season on Sunday with a split against the University of Dubuque, an 8-5 walk-off win in game one, and then 14-0 in game two at the hands of the Spartans. Coach, thanks for joining us. Senior day, I know there's a lot of emotions after the doubleheader today, but just your thoughts on, win one and then come back and lose in tough fashion.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what our season has been, since a month ago when we knew Emma wasn't 100%. And, I think the Wartburg game, hindsight, as much as she did that game, it kind of started going, the other way a little bit. And we were anticipating she was going to be able to go today. And then obviously when she's warming up, we're going to listen to her in that moment and felt like she couldn't. So it was, kind of a quick, here we go. And I thought Chloe pitched well enough, now that Carlin Smith, the only other experience she had was Dickinson, so she recovered from that one nicely, and then it was really nice for Anderson to get the walk-off, on senior day, and, we felt like that actually took, the little bit of, quote, pressure off, because we knew we were in the tournament, and we felt like we were in a good spot regionally if we can get a sweep, and, the second game we just didn't have it, we couldn't get things going in the circle, and, even when they scored two, we had a chance with second and third, and two of our better hitters didn't have the most quality at-bats, and we don't score, and then it kind of snowballs, and, we honestly, as coaches, we couldn't stop it, and, credit to Dubuque, they kept it going, so.
And regular season is now in the books. You're into the conference tournament as the 5 seed. You'll play Loras in round one. We'll figure that out, for later this week, Friday at Indianola. But I know this is a program that doesn't have the bar at making a conference tournament. It's making regional tournaments and having success. And it's new this year with the NPI, and we're all still trying to figure that out. But where do you feel like we are at right now with, this last week of the season and all these conference tournaments?
Well, before today, we were actually in a really good spot, 33 coming into this game, and obviously you lose. I mean, Dubuque is—it's not what a team is what their NPI number is, and they were 110. And I've seen a lot of teams across the country this week lose to teams significantly lower or higher, I guess, a number than that, and not take a huge dive. So we'll see tomorrow how much it hurts us. And if we drop to the 50-ish, and we're looking at probably having to win the term. Not probably we are, but if we stay in the 45 or better, then we've always got a chance. And some of it obviously you're right, that's our bar, and and we're not changing the bar, but the bar becomes harder when two of your best players and one of your top 5 players of all time just can't go, and it changes things. And they've been trying, give them credit to the players and the rest of our coaches, because they've just been working at it, and we've like nothing's changed, but we've been doing everything we can to keep ourselves above water, and that's what we're going to have to try to do again. And we're looking forward to playing Loras again. That's kind of where it all started. So, take that one, and then you never know after that.
Is there hopes that you'd have Beck available for you this weekend in the tournament?
I'm not sidestepping the question. I really don't know, because we thought, with a week off, she felt really good. She yesterday, and we came in the morning and hit, and she attended that and said it's best she's felt, and then she goes out and warms up, and it didn't feel that way. So, I mean, she's not going out there because she doesn't want to, that's for sure. So I think she's going to do everything she can between now and Friday to see. And, if we have to, I know this sounds a little arrogant on our part, but if we have to win two to get in, we probably wouldn't pitch her against Lourdes. You know, we'd probably try to figure out a way to beat them without her, because we almost did that at Lourdes, to be honest. And then let her go against the Storm and see what happens.
And again, after the games today, you honored your 8 seniors earlier in the week. You honored 3 juniors that are leaving the program early, graduating a year early. So you're losing 11 players. What has this class, meant, as you've told me, trying to get Central back to that high standard of postseason excellence?
Yeah, they, along with, our 5th years last year and our seniors, last year, that's happened again, and this year, if we don't make the regional, I don't look at it as a spiral the other way. I mean, no excuses, but there are legitimate reasons, why we might not make it. And the class is kind of the epitome of what our program is. You've got the All-American and Bach, who never didn't start a game, if that's right, whatever the words are. And then all of a sudden she gets hurt, right, and doesn't start. And you have somebody like Kinzer Reed, who never started a game, and what she brings, and obviously Anya, the value she brings, singing the anthem, and a lot of the fans just don't see what some of those players do behind the scenes. And we coach pretty hard, and they just accept it and try to get everybody better. So that's a really tough class, like all of them are, to lose when you combine, obviously, the 3 juniors that are leaving early, just because of obviously some of their on the fields, but some of the other things that they bring. And you asked me earlier, or somebody did, about players today, and when you go through that line right now, and you see Coach O'Brien going to each one, and then I'm going through, and you see some of the emotion of the parents, and I would recommend to parents take the advice of what some of their players said, like enjoy the journey, because it goes so fast, and before you know it, the 4 years are over. And just always remember, it's the player's journey. You're just a part of it, as opposed to the other way around. But it's going to be hard not to look and see number 9 out there and hit infield to Haley Bach and Emma Lennox behind the plate. And so, yes, same old, same old. It's really hard to lose people that you care for and that have been a big part of what you do for 4 years.
Our final scores here on Senior Day at Central College: the Dutch softball team 8. Dubuque 5, and then in game 2, the Spartans win 14-0. Central again will play Lourdes in the American Rivers Conference Tournament on Friday in Indianola. For Central softball coach George Wares, I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.